Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Many people seem to think of faith as being a rather weak, sentimental way of thinking, and are inclined to say that they would rather trust the facts. Some philosophers have compared faith with taking a leap in the dark. Personally, I would never encourage anyone to take a leap in the dark. That sounds extremely dangerous, and it's only likely to result in disaster. I do firmly believe that God calls us all on a journey of faith, and that amazing adventure is a leap in the light. First of all, God reveals himself to us through creation. Just by opening our eyes to the amazing world around us, we see constant evidence of how majestic and powerful God is. Looking at creation doesn't force us to believe in God, but it's a powerful indicator of how great he is. God has also given us the 66 books of the Bible to show us how he has worked in the lives of men and women through thousands of years. We learn that God is a consistently loving God and that he's incredibly patient. The story of the Bible is one of humankind constantly disappointing God, and yet, time and again, he offered his forgiveness. He did this supremely in the way in which he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross. God has now given us 2,000 years of church history, during which we can see how men and women have lived for him through times of persecution, plenty, disaster and victory. God has also given to many of us the gift of Christian friends, in whose lives we can see the reality of faith being lived out through the bumps and challenges of everyday life. I do believe that God calls us to take a leap of faith and to trust our lives to him. But it's not a leap in the dark. Far from it. It's a leap in the light. We need to open our eyes to what a great God he is, and then place our full trust in him. So let me ask you a question. How would you describe your faith to someone who's not a Christian? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you invite us to step out with you on the adventure of faith. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a really great day today.
Allow your faith to guide you. Grow purposefully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
The Ask NT Wright Anything podcast is back.
Hello, this is Tom Wright speaking to you from my study here in Oxford in England. I'm really looking forward to the fact that Mike Bird and I are relaunching the Ask NT Wright Anything podcast, looking at key questions that people have sent in, but also developing some themes that he and I have been interested in and we're eager to talk about with one another.
Listen today on your chosen podcast provider and head to asknt.com to submit your question.